It's Tom Rowe with the radio news for WGXC 90.7 FM and 313.9 Transmission Arts. China is increasingly being cited in the media for using transmission technologies to attack a variety of Western countries. Reuters reported Monday, February 25th, that shortwave radio broadcasts in English from the BBC World Service are being jammed in China. The British broadcaster said on Monday, quote, suggesting the Chinese authorities were behind the disruption, unquote, according to Reuters. Quote, the BBC strongly condemns this action, which is designed to disrupt audiences' free access to news and information, unquote. The BBC said in a statement, Reuters reports, Chinese army unit is seen as tied to hacking against U.S., a February 18th New York Times headline reported. An American security firm reports that a 12-story White Office tower in China hosts the People's Liberation Army Unit 61398, where, quote, an overwhelming percentage of the attacks on American corporations, organizations, and government agencies originate in and around the White Tower, unquote, the Times reported. The European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, EADS, which makes the Eurofighter jet drones, radio-controlled drones, spy satellites, and the carrier rockets for French nuclear weapons, was hacked recently, Der Spiegel reports February 25th, and China is also suspected. China responded to the Mandiant Corporation's 74-page report that the PLA has stolen data from 141 companies, 115 of which were in the U.S., over a seven-year period. Quote, cyber attacks are anonymous and transnational, and it's hard to trace the origin of attacks, so I don't know how the findings the report are credible, Mr. Hong said in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, at the same time, Mr. Hong said China has been a frequent victim of cyber attacks, and he added that the U.S. has been the top source of such attacks. China has suffered virus attacks, and Chinese personal computers have come under control by foreign internet addresses, he said, unquote, according to the Wall Street Journal. February 25th, 1945, was the first day of broadcasting for Radio Canada International. Here were the first moment on the air.
The Prime Minister of Canada. This evening marks the formal opening of Canada's International Broadcasting Service. The program is wholly Canadian in its creation and spirit. Most appropriately, it has been prepared for the entertainment of Canadians on active service abroad. I should like the first word spoken officially over the international service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation to be words of greeting to Canada's armed forces serving on and beyond the seas. I should like them to be words of unbounded admiration and gratitude on behalf of all the people of Canada.